Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for December 20th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous editions of both JLN and JLN Options, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for your support. Our first story on johnlothiannews.com today is a story I wrote, an opinion piece. The headline, Opinion: Class Action Lawsuit Against CME Group Holds Disruptive Potential to Membership Prices, Future Deals, and CME Leadership. A long-standing certified class action lawsuit against CME Group, filed by members of the Chicago Board of Trade and Chicago Mercantile Exchange, poses a potential threat to the exchange group's membership market. A mediated settlement, encouraged by the judge, could reshape how trading rights are offered at the exchange and potentially benefit a class of shareholders whose B shares have declined while A share values rose. You can read this commentary on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Above you see a story we published last night, I wrote, about the long-standing class action lawsuit against the CME Group by members of the Chicago Board of Trade and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. This lawsuit could result in a whole new way of doing business for the CME if the plaintiffs win, which could increase costs for anyone who uses a membership to access the markets. The judge wants a mediated solution, but first, CME is trying to decertify the class action lawsuit and seeking a summary judgment at a hearing in January. Many longtime CME and CBOT members may not be aware of this lawsuit and its potential, or the members' heirs may not be aware, leading to potential missed opportunities. It could also lead to problems in the membership market as the case goes to mediation and no one wants to sell their memberships. It is a story you want to continue to watch. There is a website for the lawsuit that has regular updates of the court filings, CMELawsuit.com. PBS's Frontline has a 90-minute documentary explaining a sweeping examination of critical moments leading to this Hamas-Israel crisis and the pivotal role of a central player, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It is well worth the watch when you have the time. The title of the piece is Netanyahu, America, and the Road to the War in Gaza. Back when the John Lothian newsletter was just starting, there was a young public relations professional working for Ray Carmichael, the former CBOT head of corporate communications. This young man subscribed to the John Lothian newsletter, and it provided him with industry intelligence that he would regularly go and share with Carmichael. On the third day of his sharing information, Carmichael said, "How do you know this information? I've been in this industry forever, and you've been in it for 5 minutes. That is when Drew Mauch shared that he subscribed to the John Lothian newsletter. The newsletter kept him more informed than Carmichael was at the time, despite his years in the industry and many connections. Needless to say, Carmichael subscribed, and Mauch continued to be a long-time reader. Mauch eventually left Strategics, Carmichael's firm, and started his own and named it Three Points Communications. One of his big accounts was Trading Technologies until it was sold. He hired Spencer Doerr away from John Lothian News at one point. More recently, Mauch has taken some time away from the financial markets as he moved to Miami to pursue business in the burgeoning digital asset scene there, as well as other growing industries. He was encouraged by Mayor Francis Suarez to bring his Midwestern work ethic to the Magic City. He was also ready for a life reset. The reset is done. He is still in Miami, but regularly is in Chicago for business and family reasons. Drew Mauch is setting his sights on rebuilding Three Points Communications in the Chicago markets community, and his website, 3ptscomm.com, is open for business. He is rebuilding the firm with just a handful of key customers who could benefit from his unique talents and now years of experience in the financial community serving clients' PR needs. The Wall Street Journal has a profile story of an iPhone thief in prison who divulges how he stole the phones, the passcodes, and locked out the owners from their Apple accounts. He also looted people's life savings. Apple recently announced stolen device protection, a feature that likely will protect against these passcode-assisted crimes. The weak point is still the human owner. Toward the end of the year, we start to get end-of-the-year lists. The New York Times today published a list of notable deaths of 2023. Congratulations to Lindsay Corby, Akash Goel, and Lucas Roots, who were named partners of Chicago Trading Company, the firm announced on LinkedIn. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were: Galaxy Digital targets more crypto bankruptcy assets after FTX deal, from the Financial Times. Volatility Quant soars 64% as fears go missing on Wall Street, from Bloomberg. And surging trading in VIX options may suggest a market sentiment shift, from CBOE. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with the link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's another story I wrote, an interview. DTC's Chris Childs on the prospect of trade reporting 2.0. In a recent interview, John Lothian of John Lothian News, that's me, spoke with Chris Childs, Managing Director, Repository and Derivative Services at DTCC, about the evolution of trade reporting and the prospects of trade reporting 2.0. The discussion touched upon the history of trade reporting, the importance of data standardization, and the challenges of sharing data across jurisdictions. You can read this story on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the New York Times. The headline: Trump is disqualified from the 2024 ballot. Colorado Supreme Court rules. It's the first court to find that the disqualification clause of the 14th Amendment applies to Mr. Trump, in addition to affirming that he engaged in insurrection. Former President Donald J. Trump is ineligible to hold office again, the Colorado Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday, accepting the argument that the 14th Amendment disqualifies him in an explosive decision that could upend the 2024 election. My comment: there are two other states with similar cases, but this case heads to the Supreme Court. The Colorado Supreme Court had 7 Democrats on it, which may have been the most favorable state to pursue this argument. Here are the top 3 stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most read story yesterday was from CNN. OpenAI's technology is upending our everyday lives. It's overseen exclusively by wealthy white men. Second was Bloomberg's AI robot outmaneuvers humans in Maze Run breakthrough. And third was also from Bloomberg: Nikki Haley aims for second place with Koch Group's $70 million. Here are the top 3 stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Our first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: UK to overhaul stock listing rules to boost London against New York. The UK plans to remove a key obstacle for companies pursuing big deals in the latest bid to halt a trend of corporations moving their listings to the U.S. The Financial Conduct Authority, the U.K.'s main financial regulator, proposed new rules that would no longer require companies to receive shareholder approval for significant transactions such as mergers and acquisitions, giving executives leeway to move fast on sizable deals. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, the SEC pushed through Treasury clearing reform. So what? Treasury clearing 201, the centralizing. U.S. regulators are requiring more central clearing in Treasury markets. Sell-siders' opinions of the rule seem to be settling on, quote, less burdensome than feared, unquote. The SEC voted last Wednesday to expand central clearing of Treasury and repo trades, as Maine FT reported. That gives traders a couple of new deadlines, December 2025 for expanded clearing of cash Treasuries and June 2026 for clearing of repo transactions. Here's another story, this one from Reuters. The headline, global regulators make tackling non-bank leverage a priority for 2024. Tackling hidden leverage across the multi-trillion dollar shadow banking sector is next year's priority, global financial regulators said on Wednesday, but the challenge of accessing data could hamper the process. The G20's Financial Stability Board, FSB, and IOSCO, a global grouping of securities markets regulators, on Wednesday issued tougher liquidity management guidance for asset managers of open-ended investment funds, adding to existing guidance for money market funds, which FSB and IOSCO members commit to applying. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you're listening to us on. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.